Welcome to Confident AF Live, taking your mindset next level to get next year's results today with me, your host, Brandon Foster. Are you a badass peep with big dreams, ready to turn your unrealistic goals into reality? Confident AF Live is the gateway to enormous new opportunities and unlimited possibilities. The unrealistic can suddenly become realistic for you if you believe it. Are you ready to take your dreams and results to the next level? Then stay tuned as we help crack open the door to new ways of impactful thinking and believing about yourself with mindset practices for badass people like you. Confident AF Live starts right now. What up, badasses? Welcome to another amazing episode with me, Brandon Foster. All right, you guys. I hope you guys had a really amazing time with last week's episode. If you didn't catch that, I got really emotional when I did it. I was talking about two different examples of finding houses, and that's relevant to me kind of personally right now because my husband and I are looking for a new house to grow a family. And I've also been really coaching and helping a lot of agency owners, high ticket coaches about their belief in themselves and what is possible for them. And I think one of the most beautiful things is a crack in a limiting belief, a way of habitual way of thinking about yourself that is keeping you from what you really want to have, the life you want to experience, that kind of a thing. It was a really cool episode. And so if you guys didn't check out last week's episode, make sure you guys check that out. Today, I got something new to share with you, something new and amazing to share with you. Today, we're talking about how to be unstoppable. Raise your hand if you want to be unstoppable. Like, I have both my hands raised. If you guys are watching on YouTube replay, like, both my hands are like, who doesn't want to be unstoppable? Isn't it fun to go fast? Like, I know we have speed limits on the highways and the byways, because that's what keeps us safe, right? It's for our safety that we have speed limits, but it sure is fun to go fast. It is fun to go fast. And so I wanted to talk today about how to become unstoppable in your life and in your business, of how you can go faster, how you can really start to quantum leap your business sales, your business results, your income, your relationships. Like, how do you quantum leap? By the way, people get hung up on the term quantum leap, and I'm a big firm believer in looking up definitions. Quantum leap just means a sudden increase. So we can all have a sudden increase, right? I mean, all we got to do is just shift some small things. So I have today seven things that will help you to really have an unstoppable momentum towards your goals, dreams, and desires. Because that is the purpose of this podcast, this show, right? Is to turn those unrealistic desires, dreams, goals, and make them realistic. By the way, the only reason why people say certain things are unrealistic is because they don't believe that they would be possible for them if they were to try that. So they're basically projecting their own beliefs and ideas and limitations onto you. We don't do that here. We are not going to be stuck by other people's limiting ideas, lies, as Jim Quick says, their beliefs. No. We believe in the unrealistic becoming realistic, right? That's what we do here. So we're going to talk about the seven ways. So the first one is stop cursing yourself. You went, what? Cursing myself? I'm not talking about cussing. I'm not talking about, well, actually I am. You guys know in Liar Liar where Jim Carrey is in the bathroom and he's just like beating himself up, and the door opened and they're like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm beating myself up. Do you mind? I got news for you, boo. A lot of us, including you, boo, learn from a young age to be self-critical of ourselves. And we beat ourselves up with our own thoughts all the day. All the live long day. And one of the things that I ask people when I coach them one-on-one is I have them, I challenge them to write down the things that they tell themselves on a consistent basis. because the first step to any change is really acceptance of where you are. And a lot of people don't understand journal work or the purpose of journal work, but really with journal work, all you're doing is you're writing down your thoughts, your beliefs, so you can actually look at them. And then from looking at them, once you know what they are, then you can make change. It's kind of like you have to try to bake a cake for the first time to figure out if you're doing it right or what to fix, what to change, that kind of a thing. And so I had them write down what their self-talk is, and it's usually not very good. And even for people I've worked with a long time, they have really good self-talk, but then they hit new damaging self-talk to go to their next level, because there's always another level. I always say it doesn't matter if you have $10 million, $100 million, you're still going to have limiting belief. Doesn't matter if you have 5 team members or 25 team members or 1,000 team members or more, you can still have limiting ideas and beliefs, because fear shows up on every single level of the game. So the purpose of that exercise is for me to see what their self-talk is. And then I always ask them a really powerful question. How long would your relationship with your significant other or your kids last if you were to talk to them the way that you talk to yourself? And they're like, it wouldn't. And, you know, Jack Canfield, who wrote The Success Principles, and he's part of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. His son is like a mindset expert for collegiate sports and teams. And he says the first thing that he does when he's talking to collegiate athletes is just stop talking stupid stuff to yourself. Like, don't even worry about the positivity. Just stop talking negative to yourself. And the reason is because that's so destructive. Because when you have negative self-talk, you're eroding your own confidence with yourself, your own trust with yourself. Because in order for you to pursue your dreams, goals, and aspirations, you have to have confidence. Confidence is knowing your capabilities and abilities and what you can do. So if you have negative self-talk, you're actually just chipping away little by little at your own self-confidence, your own trust, which is actually going to prevent you from going as far as you can. So the first thing you want to do is stop all negative self-talk. Because if you can just stop negative self-talk, you're going to prevent the backwards momentum. So if you think about it like a car, like every time you self-talk, it's like your car is going backwards instead of forwards to where you want to go. So the first thing to do is to stop your negative self-talk. Because if you use the car analogy, and people say, well, affirmations will change your life because you're saying positive things to yourself. But if you're saying positive things and negative things to yourself at the same time, it's like your car is going forward and then it's going back. It's going forward, it's going back. And let's say, we'll take it a step further. And let's say that you're affirming a few positive things for yourself. So maybe 10 things, but we think 70,000 thoughts in the day, 90% of the thoughts are the same thoughts as the day before. So even though your car goes 10 feet for those 10 positive thoughts, because you said your 10 affirmations in the morning, but then you have 70,000 thoughts that are negative that you attach to, or 69,990, and you go back that amount of feet, 69,000 feet back because of all your negative talk, right? So you can see why the most important thing at first is to go into neutral and eliminate negative self-talk. And we can talk about affirmations in a later episode. Affirmations are amazing, but they only work if they give you positive emotive feeling within your body and inspires you to have a new level of faith, courage, and what is available to you. It's the feeling that matters more important than anything else than what you say. So number one is stop negative self-talk. Number two is start believing in bigger. You got to start believing in bigger, because a lot of times people ask me, they go, okay, Brandon, how can I quantum leap my results? How can I shrink time? How can I shrink time so that it doesn't take as long for me to achieve this goal, dream, or aspiration that I have? Well, you have to think about there being a gap between where you are now and where you want to go. So if you want to fill in the gap quicker, then you have to have a more direct route and you want to go faster and you have to have more level of clarity of how to actually get to where you want to go. So a big piece of that is actually it's two and three going together. It's you got to start believing in bigger So let's say that you had like $80,000, $20,000, $10,000 in debt, or let's say you wanted to have $100,000 in sales this month or $1 million in sales this month. Actually, let's say a year. Let's say that you wanted to have $100,000 in sales this year or $1 million in sales this year. Well, if you want to quantum leap, instead of asking for that within a year, you got to ask yourself, how would I get that in a month? Because when you just change your question and change your belief, number two is belief, bigger beliefs. Number three is changing your prayers. When you change what you ask and what you believe, you open up to brand new possibilities. And I learned this as a writer, the importance of words and what you say and what you ask. So if you were to say the lightning bolt struck me, but then you were to say the lightning bug struck me, you can see how just changing bolt to bug is a very big, huge difference in what struck me. Lightning bolt struck me, ouch, not very good. Not a very good, pleasant experience to have. Lightning bug struck me, okay, really not that big of a deal. It's just a bug. It's all good, right? So I always tell people that as a business owner, you have to be asking yourself higher level questions than what you would think to ask yourself if you want to go much further and a lot quicker. Because if you ask God, you ask the universe, how can we have $1 million in sales this year? You're going to get one set of answers. If you ask, how can I get $3 million in sales this year? You're going to get a lot of different answers. If you ask God, universe, how can I afford $250,000 house? And then you ask God, how can I afford $1 million house? You get different answers. So, and your prayers are going to be proportioned to your belief in yourself and your faith in your belief in the divine, God, universe. And so my encouragement to you is if you want to be unstoppable in your life and your business, you got to take your faith to the next level, which is really your belief, what you believe is possible for you. And again, a belief is just a pattern of thought you choose to think over and over again. So can you choose to think a higher level of thought about yourself and the good meant for you and what you can do in your life and in your business? And then the third thing is to start praying for bigger and better things for your business. Start asking bigger, asking for quicker solutions, better solutions, more wisdom, and more help. That's really key to some really big things. And for my own businesses, because I own a travel agency and then I own a coaching business, which helps business owners and entrepreneurs. And a lot of people told me I was crazy to have two businesses and build both of them at the same time. And I just said, I'm doing it anyway. Right? I'm going to do it anyway. Why not? Because is it any harder for God to help two businesses of mine than it is for God to help all business owners at once? No. And the more successful both businesses can be, the more lives I can bless, the more money I can give, the more money can support my family and my needs and my desires, the bigger impact I can have. Like, it's a win-win for everybody. So start believing in bigger, start praying for bigger. Number four is really critical, and that is to stop carrying your past with you. I was guilty of this for a very long time, of reliving past emotional trauma. Anybody who would listen to my coming out story about how was this integration of my relationship with certain family members, like I was always ready to share it because in a weird way, my victim story allowed me to receive love and validation. But what I didn't realize was that my victim story was preventing me from asserting my best, truest power, which was the creative power, the six creative faculties that God gives you, which was to create my own destiny, to create my own life, to use my free will, my choice to think differently about myself, to think differently about the love available to me, to take different actions that I've ever taken before. And I get it. I mean, a lot of people have a victim story and they have the victim story because they feel like nobody has listened or heard their pain or felt their pain. And the truth is, they haven't felt their hurt, their pain. And because they haven't healed it, they haven't looked at it, they're carrying it with them. And the analogy I always like to give people, it's like you're carrying around your past like a huge backpack or knapsack that weighs like 150, 200 pounds. And your goals, dreams, and aspirations for your life is like this mountain. But because you have this 150, 200 pound backpack of all the horrible things that happened to you in your past, which could like are really truly horrific things, like really painful things that really did hurt and really were wrong and really, you know, not fair. But because those things haven't been accepted, which really means they haven't been forgiven, there's still this emotional cord that is tied to that individual and those things. And because that cord is still tied, and it hasn't been forgiven, which means it hasn't been accepted, which really means that the person wants to change it from happening and redo it, which is an impossibility. They're carrying this huge weight, which is actually preventing them from going as fast, as far, and as quick as they can. It's kind of like, I'll give in a relationship example just so you guys can really understand it. But it's like if you were in a relationship and somebody cheated on you, and so you got into a new relationship, and because you're carrying that emotional trauma with you, you wanted to know where that person was all the time. And you use the tracking thing on the phone, and you would look and see who texted them, who called them. You're doing all those things because you're holding them accountable as if they were the cheater, because you haven't forgiven that situation. You probably haven't forgiven yourself for allowing that situation to happen. You don't fully trust your new partner, and you don't fully trust yourself. So you can see, if you were to forgive and accept all those things and free to treat this person as their own individual, someone completely different, that's going to be a huge piece of winning at that relationship. But we do this for a lot of our emotional pains and traumas that we have in our life. So number four is to stop carrying your past pain and trauma with you. Number five is really taking the smallest step. The most important thing you can do for your life and your business is take the smallest step you can take toward becoming that new identity or the new person that you want to become. And what I find is a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of business owners, they see what other people are doing. And because other people are doing it, they expect themselves to basically throw themselves off of the Grand Canyon for action that they're not actually ready to take. And what's really more important is creating sustainable habits. I mean, that's really the whole idea of where Atomic Habits came from. James Clear's really awesome book about how to build habits. It's like someone decides they're going to go work out at the gym, and they put all this pressure that they have to go every day. It has to be 3 hours. They have to drink the green smoothie and do all this stuff. And they're just not ready for that. Like, it's too overwhelming. It's too much for them. As opposed to just go to the gym 3 times this week. Don't even work out. Just go. Just get in the car and drive. Like, just get used to getting your butt there. And then once you get there, you're more than likely to actually do an exercise because you're already there. But don't put so much pressure on yourself. Do like 2 exercises or 3 exercises. When you start to allow yourself and permit yourself to ease in to the new habit or new way of thinking, new way of believing about yourself, there's a lot less resistance. Because what happens is we are creatures of habit. Our body is like automatically synced to what we normally do. And so when we start to break those patterns and habits, which is how you exponentially increase your income, your business impact, is you keep breaking those patterns. You keep doing things that are uncomfortable. When you become comfortable being uncomfortable, that's when you really start to see amazing growth, amazing new opportunities, amazing things that happen. But it's about stacking your small, small, small habits. So an example that I had with a recent client was like her agency was killing it in sales, but she wasn't paying herself. And I was like, you have to pay yourself. And she's like, I don't know. I just want to keep reinvesting. And I'm like, the belief was I don't have enough to pay myself. And I'm like, you're missing the whole point. I don't care if you pay yourself $5,000, $100, or a dollar. You need to be able to say to yourself, I paid myself for my business this week. I paid myself for my business this month. You need to be able to say that to yourself, that I paid myself from my business. You need to be able to say it. And it's one thing to have the affirmation, but it's another thing to mirror that affirmation, that positive way of thinking about yourself, with actual action. And I said, once you've paid yourself once, you can pay yourself a little bit more. This is why it's really helpful for people when they're in debt to do this snowball method. You take the smallest amount of debt that you have, loan, car, whatever it is, and you start to pay that off while you're paying the minimum payments on whatever else you have. Once the first one is paid off, you snowball that to the next one, the next one, next one, next one. It's kind of the same thing. So number five is take the smallest step. Number six is to surround yourself with people who don't have limiting beliefs. Surround yourself with some encouragers. Surround yourself with some people who believe in you. Really, it'd be great to surround yourself with people who see more potential in you than you actually see in yourself. That's even better. That's even better. You know, and because I've been the mindset expert for several different high ticket coaching programs, including Careers on Vacation, which is ASTA certified travel school. And I've seen a lot of entrepreneurs, business owners who struggle with their kids not believing in them, or their parents, even though they're a lot older now, don't believe in them, or even their significant others not believing in them. And I always, you know, if it bothers you that people don't believe in your goals, dreams, and aspirations, the only reason it bothers you is because there's a piece of you that believes it too. Because if you fully believed you could do your goal, dream, aspiration, and you knew you could do it, you wouldn't care what other people think, because they're not the one that has to take action. You're the one that has to take action. And if you're upset they don't believe in it because they're like your funding source, well, you're upset because you feel like they're the only way you're going to be able to afford it. They're the only way that's going to be able to help you. So really, it shouldn't matter what other people think. And by the way, it could be that your significant other, parents, kids, the reason why they don't believe in you is because they don't want to see you get hurt. They're afraid you're going to pursue it, try it, spend money, and it's not going to work out the way you want it to. And they don't want to see you broken. They don't want to see you disappointed. So it's a way of trying to keep you safe. But the truth is, your desires will never die. I mean, you can talk to my parents about joining the circus as a clown. It was a childhood desire since I was 5 years old. Never died, never went away. Always kept roaring back. And so if your desire never goes away, eventually, if you don't pursue that desire, it will eat you up, because it won't go away. So number six is get encouragement. And people call me the encouragement king, because that's what I do with my coaching programs, is I give people courage. That's the definition of encouragement. You give someone courage to think differently about themselves, to believe in themselves, so they take action they've never taken before to have the results that they always wanted but never thought they could. And those are the kind of people that you want in your corner. Those are the kind of people that you want to help you pursue your goal, your dream, your aspirations. That's what you want. Number seven, this is a fun one. I don't know if I should say this one quite yet. Yeah, we can say this. Number seven is join a community of like-minded peeps. These are like your mastermind programs. These are your high-level coaching programs. These are your Facebook communities. Like, join some groups where people are already doing what you want to do, where you can receive encouragement and see other people doing it. Because we talked about last week, crack in belief, crack in possibility. So the reason why it's really helpful for me to share my story and my in-law's story about the houses last week is because when I share that story, you go, wait a second, if that could happen to him, if that could happen to his in-laws, then why couldn't that happen to me? That's the whole point. That is the exact whole point, is for you to get to believe about yourself. Well, if it can happen to them, it can happen to me. And jealousy is a very dangerous thing, because jealousy basically says you saw XYZ happen to someone, or saw that they had something, whether it's a success or a car or a house, and you think they're better than you. You think that they can have something you can't have. No. When you see something good that you love, that you adore, declare it as, well, thank you, God. Thank you, universe, for showing me that. I would like to have that too, because they're a human being just like I am. And I'm not any less worthy than them to have that thing. That's the truth. So when you join a community, it's a beautiful thing, because you see other people who have something similar to what your heart is desiring. It's really beautiful. Really, really beautiful. So, recap. How do we have unstoppable belief in ourselves and take unstoppable action towards our goals, dreams, and aspirations for our business and our life? Number one, we stop negative self-talk. Number two, we start believing in bigger things, bigger beliefs. Number three, we start praying bigger prayers, asking for more help, more divine answers. We stop carrying our pain in the past. That's number four. We take the smallest step. That's number five. Six, we get encouragement and surround ourselves with encouragers. And number seven, we join a community of like-minded peeps, which brings me to a suggestion. I have an amazing Facebook group community called Confident AF Mindset Practices for Badass Business Owners. And I would encourage you to join that community, because I am in that Facebook group every single week, and I would love to have you in it. Thank you guys so much for listening today. We will see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. I cannot wait to encourage you even more. Make sure you like and share this and subscribe with all of your friends and family. Let's have the ripple effect of encouragement on the world. I love you so much. Have an amazing day. You have been listening to Confident AF Live, taking your mindset next level to get next year's results today, with host Brandon Foster on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen or watch live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, where I help badasses like you with big dreams learn to take their impact and results next level, turning those unrealistic goals into reality. Confident AF Live is the gateway to enormous new opportunities and unlimited possibilities. For more information, get in touch with me, Brandon, at BrandonRFoster.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.